तुंग विद्या सखी की जय। देखिए जो सिंहासन में विराजमान है ना महाराज जी, जिसको गोद में बुद्धा है राधा रानी, जिसको गोद में गुड़िया है ललिता सखी,
राधा रानी और ललिता सखी,
राधा रानी और ललिता सखी, राधा रानी ललिता सखी एक अष्ट सखी और एक प्रधान सखी राधा रानी, अष्ट सखी गुड्डा गुड़िया खेल खेला, स्थान का नाम नौबारी चौबारी, नौबारी मतलब नौ सखी, प्रधान अष्ट सखी
और राधा रानी,
चौबारी चबूतरा
चबूतरा
छोटे छोटे खिलौने, राधा रानी की
जय,
तुम विद्या सखी की
जय।
देखिए आप सब कितना भागशील है, अब तो एकला सकता है, किसी को जरूरत नहीं है, स्वयं भगवान रूपी गुरुदेव साथ में परिक्रमा कर रहे, इससे बड़ा भाग क्या है, ये साई कुलों की जन्म का पुण्य का फल,
इनकी कृपा है,
इनकी कृपा तो है ये
दिस प्लेस इज कॉल्ड नवारी छवारी, नवारी मीन्स नाइन सखीज, एट प्रिंसिपल सखीज ऑफ राधा रानी एंड राधा रानी हरसेल्फ, एंड छवारी मीन्स चबूतरा आर द स्मॉल टॉयज विच चिल्ड्रन प्ले विथ, सो द प्लेस वेयर राधा रानी एंड हर सखीज प्ले हियर, सो वन डे राधा रानी is asking her father Vrishbhanu, Baba, Baba, I need a toy to play. Then Vrishbhanu Maharaj gave her a small baby doll, male doll. And at the during that time only, Gurudev?
Coward boy.
It's called Gudda, in Hindi, Gudda. And the same time Lalita Sakhi's mother gave Sharadama, gave her a goodie, gopi. So then they are both of them asked, Ma, ab kahan khelim, where we should play? Please tell us the place where we can play. So then mother said, okay, you can play with Tungavidya Sakhi. She is our neighbor. So they came here and they are playing. So then Lalita Sakhi and Radharani thought that, okay, let us get them married. Cowherd boy and a cowherd girl. So then Radharani is coming with Bharat on a horse with the boy, that side. And this side on Palki, girl is coming. So they are playing that they want to celebrate the marriage ceremony. So then.
This is Radharani.
Yeah, Radharani.
Carrying.
Yes.
Cowherd boy.
Oh, yeah, Gopa. And Lalita is here, bringing Gopi, the palki. So they are playing so nicely. That time, Krishna is watching everything. Shyam is watching on the parvat. Because if he comes here, then whole play will be spoiled. So he is watching from far away. Lalita understood that he is watching there. So she ordered, bring him. Why he is watching there? Bring him here. So as soon as the Sakhis went there to bring him here, he unmanifested himself.
Disappeared.
Then immediately the Sakhis were searching, where is he? The Shila on which he is sitting and playing the flute, it turned into Shyamvarn. And Sakhis understood that here he is there. So seeing the love of Sakhis, he could not stay for a long time far away from them. So he again came back with full of tears in his eyes, like flowing continuously. In Vraj it is called Davala. So that's where this village name is called Davala, where Krishna continuously, flowing tears of love coming from his eyes at that moment. So
for a moment.
Seeing that Sakhi's love is so overwhelming, he hid somewhere, he came back seeing that love, he, his eyes were filled with
tears.
Yeah, they were searching for him that time. So then,
so much longing,
yeah,
so much eagerness to be him.
Yes.
He was attracted by the longing.
Yes, yes.
Anxiety, the eagerness to see him.
Yes. So, from then that Parvat is named as Shyamshila Parvat. And after this, this is the place where Tungavidya Sakhi's place is. So, she is expert in playing Veena, and that is her seva. And her name Tungavidya means she is the, Tunga means the topmost, epitome of all knowledge. Like she has, you know,
mastered all 18 classes.
So then the different leelas here were depicted are, like one time in the Nikunj, no one is allowed. Only Sakhis are allowed. Then Krishna came because he wanted to enter into the Nikunj, so he came as a Sakhi. Then Lalita Sakhi said that a beautiful Sakhi came of Shyamvaran. I think he is that boy only. Then Radharani said, okay, let's go. And Radharani found that he only. From then, that Sakhi name is written Shyamali Sakhi.
Shyamali.
Shyamali Sakhi. And whole day, when Radharani is in Barsana and Krishna Bhagavan is in Nandagaon, then Sukh Sari Seva is also depicted here. Like Sari goes to Nandabhavan and tells everything about Radharani to Krishna, and Sukha comes to Barsana and tells about Krishna to Radharani. So these are the two Leelas also here depicted.
Messenger, Sukha Sari messenger.
And here is the Leela Rupa Goswami saw in his vision. The Leela where Radharani wants to pluck the flowers and she was not able to reach them. Then Sakhi said, okay, why are you standing there? You please come and help her. So Krishna took Radharani on his shoulders, and when Radharani was about, she is catching the branch and about to pluck the flowers, he just went away from there. So Radharani was hanging. Sakhi said, you lumpet, you badmash, what are you doing? She will, you know, fell down and her legs will break. Come immediately. Then Rupa Goswami was laughing, seeing this kind of behavior of Krishna.
Where is that thing?
Yes, here, here. It's,
oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that painting there is where Radharani one time standing on the banks of Yamuna and seeing her own, her own pratibimba in the water.
Reflection.
Reflection in the water. She thought, Sakhi, why are you in water? Please come, come. The innocence of Radharani. Then the Sakhis next to her said, it is you only. No Sakhi was there. So that kind of innocence Radharani has, that kind of love Radharani has.
Yeah.
And one time, Lalita Sakhi ordered Radharani to hide. And Krishna is searching for her. Then Krishna,
Luka.
Then Krishna is searching for Radharani and came to Lalita and asked, where is Priyaju? And he said, you think you are too intelligent, so please find her. That time he is seeing Radharani in every flower, everywhere he is seeing Radharani only. On the top it is depicted Gurudev.
Yeah.
Yes. And this Leela is Luka Luki, hide and seek, Radharani and all the Sakhis are playing. This was a Jai Jai Shri Radhesh. And finally he said that many people come to Yatra, but it is a great Saubhagya that, you know, Gurudev is, you know, bringing all of us. It is a great Saubhagya. It is, you know, I hardly see anyone coming like that. And he recognized Gurudev. He said that every year Gurudev comes here. And actually that is a great fortune we all have. Great Krupa. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Good. तुम बिना भगीरथ जी, गोपाल जी, तुलसी महारानी, बिंदा देवी, वो कुर्सी ले आती है।
This is the village of Tungavidya, Sakhi. The word Dabaro means cry. Why are you crying? Who's crying?
Krishna is crying.
Krishna.
Continuous flow of tears. It's like not like intense.
Crying like monsoon shower.
Yes.
A shower of the monsoon season, downpour of rain.
Yes.
Means Dabaro, continuous, profuse crying. Because he appeared to the gopis on top of a hill, and then he disappeared, and they came to find him, and he couldn't be found. So they were longing and very anxious to see Krishna and meet Krishna. So in that anxiety to meet Krishna and see Krishna, they started crying themselves. They're crying out, "Hey, Shyam Khan, Shyam Khan, where are you, Krishna?" And then Krishna saw how much the gopis, he was hiding from them. He saw how much they were anxious for him and how much they were attached to him and how much they loved him. And so he started crying 10 times more than they were crying. This is the nature of love. Everyone's crying. It's like that, the agony and ecstasy. Tungavidya. Tunga means concentrated, deep. Tunga means deep, concentrated, a lot of. Vidya means knowledge. There's 18 branches of Vedic knowledge, and it's described in Tungavidya as expert in all 18 branches of Vedic knowledge. Her complexion is Chandra Chandana Kunkum. It's like red cosmetic powder tinged with white camphor. In other words, it looks a little like a English girl in the winter. An English girl in the winter has white cheeks. Because of the cold breeze coming from the North Sea, her cheeks turn pink. So she's white and pink. So she's like that. She has very fair, whitish color skin, but some pink glow, and glowing like the moonshine. Chandra Chandana Kunkum. Her cloth is yellowish white. Sometimes they say canary. There's a bird, a little bird called canary, little tropical bird, bright yellow. So her dress is yellowish white. And her grove is in the west side. She's a western person. Her seva is dancing and singing. Gita Vadya. Dancing, singing, and playing musical instruments. There's a picture over here. Can you see this picture? This picture of her playing, I don't know, Veena or sitar, I don't know what it is. Looks like.
Veena.
Playing Veena.
Yeah, two are there. Both are there.
Yeah. Sitar is the same thing, isn't it? I know the difference, but what's the difference between Veena and sitar? Where's, hello? Ding dong.
Veena and sitar, difference.
It looks similar. Okay. She plays the veena, her favorite instrument is the veena, and she plays all her instruments also. And she is, her Nayaka Bhav is Vipra, Vipra loved her. This one is, I was disappointed when her beloved doesn't appear for a scheduled meeting. It's almost like Candide, but it's not so. It just means she's unhappy. He didn't come. Not that he's with another gopi, he just didn't come. Her svabhav is Dakshin Prakar. She's hot-tempered but submissive. She, in other words, she can cool down. But the other, you know, Lalita doesn't cool down. She gets hot, hotter, hottest. Contrary, more contrary, most contrary. That's Bhamya Prakar. This is Dakshin. Dakshin means submissive. Her head maid servant is Lavanga Manjari. She, what is the description of Tungavidya? She's an extremely scholarly person. It seems that she's a walking encyclopedia. There's no topic that Tungavidya is not in full knowledge of. Tungavidya is an acharya of all sciences, beginning with Rasa Shastra, Niti Shastra. What does Niti mean?
Politics,
moral. This is more to the point. It's morality. It's rules of living, behavior, proper behavior, but more it's morality also. Niti. Niti Shastra. Scriptures of morality and social sciences. She's expert in Natya Shastra. What is that? Actually, Natya is translated as drama.
Yes.
Drama includes like dancing. Like Indian movies are basically modern drama. Indian movies, 3 hours, 2 hours dancing, half hour fighting, half hour, you know, X-rated stuff. But 2 hours dancing, necessary. It's a funny combination. Murder, romance, and dancing. That's an Indian movie. I guess, I don't know. Gandhara Vidya, musical science. She supervises all the dasis who perform music on stage. In the Rasa dance, she also supervises. She's very trusted by Krishna. And she's very expert in the singing style called Marga Gita, and also playing veena. She is the leader of the maidservants, expert in arranging political alliances with rivals, plus all those involved with music, especially, that's so interesting thing, dancers and mridanga players. And she also expert in collecting water from various places in Vrindavan. In Gaura Lila, who is Tungavidya?
Prakashwar Pandit, they
say. Prakashan Saraswati. Prakashwar Pandit. Some say Prabodhananda Saraswati. But general consensus in traditional sampradayas is Prakashwar Pandit. Are you going to be, there can be two different personalities with the same name, Tungavidya also. That's possible. Let's see what else we got here. Tungavidya. You sent that book?
Yes.
Yes. I sent it here. Yes. I tried to send you. I'm not sure that it's gone.
Okay.
Because the internet.
Changa Vidya. Changa Vidya loves Krishna very much. And she's filled with eagerness for Krishna Prem. And she exhibits a bhava known as Vipra Lubdhatva. What is Vipra Lubdha? This one of the eight Nayaka bhavas. Abhisarika, Vasak, Sajika,
Kalahantrita,
Kandita, Svadina Brachika, and the Vipra Lubdha. The Nayaka is very distressed at heart because her lover has not arrived for a secret meeting. It's known as Vipra Lubdha. And we say Vipra Lubdha means separation. So there's some separation. There's no reason. Maybe Krishna just kept home his birthday party or something. It's not that he was cheating on Rani or his usual stuff. He just didn't show up. Because Vipra Lubdha is called Hantarita. You have an appointment, you break in and come up with marks and everything. It doesn't look too good then. When you're in this unhappy condition, not meeting your lover, you feel anxious, lament, you weep, you faint, you sigh. Those are the sanchari bhavas. There's an example of Vipra Lubdha, Nayaka. When Sakhi said to another Sakhi, the moon has risen. Have we not been deceived by Krishna? In this situation, what shall we do? You please give some advice. Saying this, she became depressed. Well, that's a sad one.
All Nayaka
Bhavas,
one or two maybe okay, otherwise everything is like...
Yeah, Abhisarika is okay, Vasak, Sajika, waiting for a beloved, is okay. The rest of them are not good.
Yeah, Kandita is also not
good. She's the color of kunkum, but the fragrance of her body is like sandalwood and camphor. She's 15 days younger than Radharani. She wears white garments or pale yellow. She's a Gopi group leader. She's a Yukteswari. She knows 18 branches of Vedic knowledge. Everything else is repeated. She has full faith in Krishna. That's pretty weird. How unusual.
Yeah.
Very trusting soul. She has full faith in Krishna. She's expert at arranging meetings of a divine couple, and she's the leader of the gopis who collect water, clear river water. Chungavija Saki Kijai.
Jai.
This is a very interesting place. Dobaro. Dobaro is a place of dolls. D for Dobaro, D for dolls. And T for So DDT.
Yeah.
DDT. Tomorrow, Dolls, and Tungavidya. Yasangis are all so special.
Yes.
So special. Krishna has a hard time getting over on the Sakis.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're pretty smart.
Yes.
Tungavidya is one girl. She has 18 branches of vague wisdom. And Krishna has no one. She has 18.
No,
Krishna just goes toot, 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 toot. And then everything happens by that. You know, the cows go and come. The goies go and come and go. Toot, toot, toot. He has three flutes for making things come and go. Chota Vino, Vino, Vino is 6 inches long. And that's for making the cows come and go. The Vamsi's making for, that's 15 inches long. It's about this long. That's the Vamsi. That's for making the cowboys come and go. They had 1 meter, 8 meter lumbi. 8 meter lumbies go early. That's for making the gobies come and go. That's all he knows. But everything's going on just with his three flutes. They use them at different times of the day. From 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, he uses Venu. And then from 2 in the afternoon until 5, he uses Vamsi. And at dark, he uses Murali. Jai, 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 J